Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, we always cover the hot topics on the show, and I know everyone is buzzing off their faces about the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC as I like to call it. Now, come on, guys. It's going to be huge. It will mean that the weather in Ireland gets even worse for 10,000 years. Well, my favourite scientist, Niamh Shaw, is on the line now to tell me all about it in a new slot we're calling Niamh Shaw Runs Amok. Hello, how are you?
I love it. I run amok. I'm great, Jennifer. I'm great. Although this is really depressing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I'm going to put a positive spin on this one. I really, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I get it. But I know maybe some of my listeners haven't got a Scooby. What is going on? So what is AMOC?
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, you know, we have oceans, right? And we know that the tide goes in and the tide goes out. And some days, you know, the air is warm and the air is cold. So, you know, our oceans move around. The water, the mass of the water moves around our globe. And so you have the tide that goes in and goes out. You have like movement of water because of changes in temperature. But there's a third one, which is a kind of a conveyor belt over thousands of years where water in like the lower surfaces moves around the world. And we're part of this Atlantic corridor off that. And so what happens is you have lovely warm weather coming up from the equator upstream. And so there's warm water. Ocean. So the top layer of the ocean is nice and warm, and that comes up, and as it meets the Arctic, which is the cold part up in the North Pole, that water gets cold and it forms sea ice, and the salt that's in the water, because you know seawater has salt in it, and that freezes, and then that kind of drops down because it's heavier than water. That drops down to the bottom of the ocean. And
Niamh, I keep losing you. Okay, we'll try and get Niamh on the phone.
Water resurfaces and it goes back around again.
Oh, she's back. Niamh, you there? Sorry, you dropped out a little bit there.
Are you back? Am I back? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we know the oceans and the water and the meridional overturning circulation, it's all very important to how the Earth moves and works and our existence. What has been recently reported about AMOC? What's the recent findings?
So the recent finding is they're trying to figure out, can they predict what's going to happen to it? And it's been kind of, the whole movement of it has changed by, slowed down by about.
Oh no, Niamh, we're going to have to ring you back. That was such a cliffhanger. The whole circulation has slowed down by beep. We need to know. Okay, we'll go to Lyra, who's waiting next door to play a song. And no, she's not. I'm just going to play her tune off here. Now, Dr. Niamh Shaw is on the line. Hello, is that a better
back,
line?
There was a big wave. What happened was a big wave caught me there. Sorry, Jen.
That's okay.
It was the currents that took me away.
Yeah. Well, you're here to talk about AMOC, which is the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation. Just really quickly, because you kept dropping in and out. What is that exactly? Go on.
It's how water moves around, basically, the globe. And it carries with it lots of nutrients that a lot of animals rely on. And it keeps basically the temperature of our planet. It absorbs a lot of the extra heat that we're creating due to climate change, basically, effectively. And what's kind of happened, and it's quite depressing, in the last couple of weeks there's been a study where they've been trying to predict where it's going and what would happen if it were to collapse. And they predicted that it's declined. Its pace has slowed down enough because we're getting this extra water being added to this kind of conveyor belt of water due to the melting of glaciers in Greenland. And because of that, it's destabilizing this system that's thousands of years old and has kind of kept things alive. So if it collapses, it will cause a lot of kind of really unusual effects on the world. So for Ireland, and that's what we're most interested in, is that we'll get massive drops in temperature. So our winters will be 10 degrees lower, and our summers will be 5 degrees lower. The rainforests, the rainy season will flip in the Amazon, like dry season will become rain season, and back in front. We'll get big rises in our sea levels, but essentially is the whole structure that we use to kind of, you know, the oceans are a great kind of absorber of carbon and kind of just keeper of the life and the ecosystem of animals. All of that could potentially collapse. So it's
It's scary. It's scary.
Really.
Yeah,
it's
you always
really
come on
depressing.
Every couple of weeks and land something like
I'm
this
sorry.
On us. But it is like the movie The Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah, it
and it's always yeah. quite scary. You see the art imitating life. Did they have an inside track on this, or has this been happening for years and this is just a recent study that's even more scary?
No, they've been monitoring it. They only have the issue is that they've only really been monitoring it in the last kind of 20 years or so. But this system is like thousands of years old, and like one circulation of it is like takes 1,000 years. So it's kind of like we're just catching up now with our data. But we've never really looked at how to predict what's going to happen. And that's why this particular piece of research is important, because we need to know what's happening further down the field. But if it happens, there's nothing we can do to change it, because, in the life cycle of a human life, it won't change. Like, it certainly won't change in the next 100 years. So it will be like a very quick shift, and we'll have to adapt very, very quickly to it if it happens.
When?
So it is.
When's it happening? When are we talking?
Like, one guy was saying next year, and the other, like, sometime between next year and 2095, but then the UK Met Office said, no, at least 100 years. But nobody really knows, and that's the issue, really. And so I read as much as I could about it to try and find something more tangible on it. But that's really essentially what they're saying. And I don't like to kind of be too salacious in findings and everything. But I'm just trying to be as conservative as I can in what I've read, which is that this is a really important system of water flow that keeps our planet cool, that gives nutrients to plant life and to animals all around the world, and gives us the oceans and the temperatures and the climates that we need. So if this changes, everything changes, and we're going to just have to adjust very, very quickly.
Okay. If the planet does get destroyed, will the SpaceX Starship save us all? What's going on there? Is that available?
Can I
buy a ticket for that?
That's a backup, yeah. Yeah. I think, if you go to Erin Roderan there online, you should be able to get a ticket. Yeah, that's still going. So, that's the thing about Elon Musk. As much as I would love for us to take care of this planet, he thinks that we have to become a multiplanetary species. So his first step towards that is designing this new spaceship that will be able to carry a couple of hundred passengers at a time to the moon or Mars. So they had their third test flight of the full assembly of that, which is the actual capsule that it carries the people and the rocket. And it did okay. It launched it into space. It didn't do everything it was supposed to do, but they're pretty much on track for what they want. They keep testing, and they're happy for things to fail in order to learn. So they're just going to, they hope to kind of run another 6 test flights this year. And eventually the idea is to use this big rocket to take people to the moon. And, if Elon has his way that we all, if everything goes wrong, everything runs amok, that there'll be Mars as a backup. So there's always that, Jen.
There's always that. Great. Lovely. I don't fancy Mars. I don't really fancy leaving Goatstown, to be honest with you. So my question is, if you had a magic wand or could say to world leaders, what is there anything we can do now, or is it too late?
No, I don't think so. I think we desperately have to just rip up what we think the infrastructure looks like of a city, of a town, of a street, and just pull everything up and just put sustainable materials in place and just start using energy that is renewable and clean and stop with the fossil fuels. Everything, if we do that now, everything will slow down. There are things that are happening now that we can't change, but it'll be for the next 50 years or so, say, and that's just our climate. But the ocean thing, if that actually happens, we can't undo that. We can only adjust to it. But the sooner we start using energy in a clean way and we start putting back what we take, everything will start to calm down.
Okay. So we mightn't die, but we might just have to adjust very quickly.
Yeah, it'll be uncomfortable. Yeah, it's just going to be uncomfortable.
Okay.
We're just going to have to learn to suck it up, really, I think.
Niamh, you're off on one of your cool trips soon. What's up? What's happening? Is it April you're off?
April. So there's an eclipse happening on the 8th of April, Jen.
Wow.
Total solar eclipse going across the United States. They had one in 2017 and they have another one. So I'm going over. I'm going to be in Texas and I'm going to live stream it. And anybody who wants to join me, Monday, the 8th of April, I have between, I don't know where I'm going to be, but it'll either be between 1.5 minutes or 4 minutes of complete darkness. And I live stream it. So I'd love for as many people as possible to join me. I think 7:30 on a Monday evening. You've had your dinner. The news is over. What else should you be doing? You know what I mean?
Amazing.
And these are events that happen at least once once a year. And what happens is that the moon gets in the way of the sun, and it's perfectly positioned that it completely blocks out all the light of the sun just on a particular spot on Earth that goes, and it basically creates this kind of line across Earth for a couple of minutes. And then as the moon passes, the sun comes back, and then we have light again. But eclipses are mad. Like, it goes dark, but even before it goes dark, birds stop tweeting, everything gets really, really cold. And then for those kind of minute and a half or 4 minutes, it's total silence, total darkness. And then the light then just comes back up again. And this has been happening every year since, you know, since we've had planet Earth orbiting the sun. And I always think about what would it have been like in civilizations before they understood what eclipses were. You can imagine, like, it was all about, you know, human sacrifices and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. You know, so yeah, I've always wanted to go to an eclipse. So I'm making it happen this year.
Amazing. And it's my birthday on the 9th.
Ah, there you go. You're going to have an eclipse.
I'm going to have an eclipse for my birthday. Thank you for that. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for bringing us that information. Lovely to chat. Dr. Niamh Shaw, and you can get her on Instagram, and you can have a look at that solar eclipse on the 8th, 7:30 p.m. If you want to go and check it out. Fascinating stuff as always. You know, going into space and more worryingly, I suppose, right here on Earth. We'll be back with more after this.
Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.